How'd you book the gay cruise?
It's in the letter there. This thug gave me the name and number of a travel agency in New York. I called, then sent a money order. It was easy.
Easy. Have you done it before?
Are we here to talk about my sex life?
No.
So let's stick to the issues,
Quint said, like a real ass, and he felt good again. The banker in him boiled for a moment. Then he thought of something he simply couldn't resist. With a straight face, he said,
"The cruise is still paid for. You guys want to go?"
Fortunately, they laughed. It was a quick flash of humor, then back to business. Chap said, "Did you consider using a pseudonym?"
"Yes, of course. It was stupid not to. But I've never done this before. I thought the guy was legitimate. He's in Florida. I'm in Podunk, Iowa. It never crossed my mind the guy was a fraud."
"We'll need copies of all this," Wes said.
"That could be a problem."
"Why?"
"Where would you copy it? The bank doesn't have a copier."
"It does, but you're not copying that file in this bank."
"Then we'll take it to a quick print somewhere."
"This is Baker's. We don't have a quick print."
"Do you have an office supply store?"
"Yes. And the owner owes my bank $80,000. He sits next to me at the Rotary Club. You're not copying it there. I'm not going to be seen with that file."
Chap and Wes looked at each other, then at Quince. Wes said,
"Okay, look. I'll stay here with you. Chap will take the file and find a copier."
"Where?"
"The drugstore," Wes said.
"You found the drugstore?"
"Sure. We needed some tweezers."
"That copier's 20 years old."
"No, they have a new one."
"You must be careful, okay? The pharmacist is my secretary's second cousin. This is a very small town."
Chap took the file and walked to the door. It clicked loudly when he unlocked it, and when he stepped through, he was immediately under scrutiny. The secretary's desk was crowded with older women, all busy doing nothing until Chap emerged and they froze and gawked. Old Mr. Garb was not far away, holding a ledger, pretending to be busy, but himself consumed with curiosity. Chap nodded to them all and eased away, passing as he went virtually every employee of the bank. The door clicked loudly again as Quince locked the damn thing before anyone could barge in. He and Wes chatted awkwardly about this and that for a few minutes, the conversation almost dying at times for lack of common ground. Forbidden sex had brought them together, and they certainly had to avoid that subject. Life in Baker's was of little interest. Quince could ask nothing about Wes's background. Finally, he said,
"What should I say in my letter to Ricky?"
Wes warmed to the idea immediately. "Well, I would wait, first of all. Wait a month. Let him sweat. If you hurry back with a response and with the money, he might think it's too easy. What if he gets mad?"
"He won't. He has plenty of time and he wants the money."
"Do you see all his mail?"
"We think we have access to most of it."
Quince was overcome with curiosity. Sitting with a man who now knew his deepest secret, he felt as though he could prod.
"How will you stop him?"
And Wes, for no reason he would ever understand, said simply, "We'll probably just kill him." A radiant peace broke out around the eyes of Quince Garb, a warm, calming glow that spread through his tortured countenance. His wrinkles softened. His lips spread into a tiny smile. His inheritance would be safe after all, and when the old man was gone and the money was his, he'd flee this life and live as he pleased.
"How nice," he said softly. "How very nice."
Chap took the file to a motel room where a leased color copier was waiting with other members of the unit. Three sets were made, and 30 minutes later he was back at the bank. Quince inspected his originals. Everything was in order. He carefully relocked the file, then said to his guests,
"I think it's time for you to go."
They left without shaking hands or the usual goodbyes. What was there to say? A private jet was waiting at the local airport, whose runway was barely long enough. 3 hours after leaving Quince, Chap and Wes reported to Langley. Their mission was a resounding success.